Senator Muskie, 2191.
Hi.
Oh, Mr. President.
Ed, how you doing?
Oh, fine.
Somebody told me you did a mighty good job on television. I saw you and I got a telephone call from a senator about that same time, and I didn't get to listen to it, but one of the boys said that you were a little exaggerating about us and very generous, and I appreciate it.
Well,
wonderful people have. There's kind of the same problems he'd have at 80. I told them to try to find something that would be would give him a good position, at the same time wouldn't put him in a delicate erupting spot where he's in another Bolivia situation. And it's not a service to him, it's not a service to me, and I don't think it's a service to the country. They came up with a suggestion, and I said, now, I really have no obligation to Frank. I have a good many obligations to other folks because of the 30 years I've spent, as you can understand. It's kind of like you have a different obligation to people in Maine than what I do. Well, they've done it. And my first appointee, I ought to get somebody that's either top right career or that's really carrying out my personal instruction. Now, we thought that we would consider if it was a matter that was important to him and to you and to the others interested in him, send him a deputy to the OECD, that is the Development Assistance Committee. This is a body that's set up to coordinate all of our aid programs, and he's got an aid background, not an ambassadorial background, of the 11 industrialized countries. The position carries a ministerial rank. The incumbent sits as the United States representative for most of the meetings with the DAC, and in this position he's responsible for presenting the position of the United States on such matters as developmental activities, which he has a background for, and what the other industrialized countries are doing, and what we can do to lower the terms of development assistance extended by other countries. Who is our ambassador to the OECD? It's a position of greater importance than that of chairman of the DAC. It's a position. An American, Willard Thorpe, who's, you know, an old staple of Thorpe, In summary, while the DAC position is a very useful one from the point of view of our aid programs and its coordination with those of other aid countries, it's one that we think that he could fit into. Now, Dean Rusk has written me a memorandum recommending that. I have not acted on it. When he came to my desk, I had a staff meeting, and they were going over these, and I said, now, cut back all of these Rush things that you brought in here, and let's explore them, and let me see And I want to develop random saying that business and law school. He served as officer in the Army. He served in the 85th and 86th Congress. He had a House Foreign Affairs background. He was a Democratic candidate for governor in 60. And he was appointing to the Developmental Loan Fund. And then he was appointed to his present position as Deputy Director of the International Development, 61. Now, Rusk does not level and say this is what it ought to be, but he just says a biographical sketch of him is enclosed, and you may wish to consider appointing Frank Coffin as one of the two deputies to our ambassadors. Responsibilities have to do with the development assistance. And he just says, I may want to consider it. Now, I want to consider it if it's something you want done. I wouldn't normally do it. I would put in somebody that would have these general qualifications that I knew about. You see my point?
Yeah.
I know to do. I wouldn't normally do it. I I would put in somebody that would have these general qualifications that I knew about.
Right.
You see my point?
Yeah.
I just got to be honest. You know, that's the only way I know to do. And I know I saw yesterday where I was, because you and I couldn't make an agreement, I'd penalized you on committees, and I never had done that in my life. But they got an idea I have, and I don't want to be in that position. I want to help, and I want to work with you. And I haven't had a damn thing to do with my vote. I've never even recommended a man to Mansfield, and I got credit for it.
Incidentally, on that point,
yeah.
Mr. President, I'd like to say a little bit for the woodwork.
I was too.
I was. Mr. President, I'd like to say a little bit for the
Anderson trip.
I was out of the woodwork.
I was too, and I know.
As far as my own attitude, that I couldn't get on foreign relations committee, but I've always attributed this to seniority.
Yeah.
Senior people wanted it, and they were entitled to it, and got it. And frankly, I got one committee that I asked for, and I wish I didn't have it now. That's bank and currency. And two committees I didn't ask for, I'm burnt out, and I've never been unhappy.
Well, you'll get one. It'll be a problem, but none of us. I spent 10 years in the Senate wanting appropriations, and I was minority leader and majority leader, and I couldn't get it. And I finally got on it, and then, I got kicked out by vice president, but it'll hit you. But I have no prejudices and nothing but the warmest friendship and gratitude to you and a great admiration for you. It's your problem that needs our attention. Nothing but has got to make you got a very unique and unusual problem that needs our attention. Has no nothing but a primary every once in a while. Has got to have all the help he can get. Got to be something on you. I would appoint Frank Coffin for one reason, and I'm talking to him.
Are you going to be talking to him just for one reason?
And the reason I'd appoint him to this OECD thing is just because you want him appointed. Otherwise, I would say that I have no real obligation to him. As a matter of fact, he told me a time or two I didn't know what I was talking about.
Well, that seems out of character, but I, well, am I free to talk to him, Mr. President?
Yes, I think so. I think so. I don't want to get in, I don't want to get involved any more than I am. I think you ought to tell him the administration comes in, everybody resigns, that's responsible for it. He can't carry on everything that I have asked the cabinet to stay on. I've asked the ambassadors to stay on, although most of them are submitting, a good many of them are submitting their resignation. I've got one I just finished reading here from John Bartlow Martin a minute ago. I've got another, Tom Mann. I've got him coming in trying to give him another reassignment. But highly specialized and very difficult resignation assignment. But highly specialized and very difficult problems, and that I'm not going to name him as ambassador to Panama or to Bolivia or to Mexico City or so forth. I just got that problem, and I just don't feel like I ought to do that. And my conscience tells me that, my judgment. That Secretary of State has recommended to work with our ambassador with ministerial rank at OECD, and blinded, and I'd be glad for him. Mr. Thorpe is one of the top men. I think he's a former Undersecretary of State. And I believe it's in Paris, and that he can, I'll have the secretary brief him before he leaves to go to Paris this weekend. And you talk to Ralph Dungan then after it's over with, and I don't know what it pays. All I know is this is a memo that I got on my desk December the 4th. And it says action required. And if you want me to appoint him to this, I'll give it to somebody that I've been real intimate with.
Well, I thank you for your frankness, Mr. President. I certainly can't quarrel with your desire.
I know you've been a good executive, and you know the problems I have, and you know the problems I have. And my connections with Maine are you.
Well, I'll do anything I can do to Don.
extent we can, we'll do it.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.